Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is quite pleasant. In Jerusalem, expect clear skies with a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv enjoys mild temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll. Haifa will experience similar weather, while Ain Lut remains warm throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the U.S. has blocked a wider Israeli attack on Hezbollah after a deadly blast in Lebanon, aiding peace talks. This development unfolded earlier today. Also, earlier this morning, Ynet reported that two IDF reservists were killed and four seriously wounded by a Hezbollah explosive in southern Lebanon. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew has revealed that police found 11 infiltrators hiding in a pit at a construction site in Kiryat Atta, discovered during an operation earlier today. Separately, I-24 News has just reported that two Ashkelon residents have been indicted for spying on behalf of Iranian intelligence. And finally, from earlier today, Forward shares that Herzl's grandparents have been reburied on Mount Herzl, fulfilling the Zionist leader's final wish. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hillel Fuld, a well-known Israeli tech influencer, shared just minutes ago about an encounter with Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg, expressing admiration for the influential rabbi's work in America. Belaz News reported just now that Israeli prosecutors have charged a couple from Ashkelon with spying for Iran, alleging they took sensitive photographs and received payments in cryptocurrency. Amit Segal, a prominent Israeli journalist, mentioned earlier today about former UN Ambassador Gilad Erdan launching a new right-wing party, questioning its potential impact on upcoming elections. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. intervention, the Jerusalem Post reports that American officials stepped in to prevent an escalation between Israel and Hezbollah. This decision follows a deadly incident in southern Lebanon, which has already heightened regional tensions. The move aims to preserve fragile peace talks and prevent further conflict. Turning to the tragic event in southern Lebanon, Ynet details how the attack claimed the lives of two IDF reservists, Maj Harel Birenstock and Chief Master Sergeant Tamir Vaknin. The explosion injured four others seriously. This incident heightens the alert level along the Israel-Lebanon border and raises questions about the security situation in the region. Meanwhile, regarding the discovery of infiltrators in Kiryat Atta, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that police efforts to track illegal residents led to the arrest of 11 individuals. These suspects were hiding in a pit at a construction site. This highlights ongoing security concerns within Israel's borders. In a separate story, I-24 News highlights the arrest of two Ashkelon residents accused of espionage for Iran. The indictment details how the couple allegedly collected sensitive information, including photographs of security sites. This case underscores the persistent threat of espionage faced by Israel. Lastly, Forward brings us the story of Herzl's grandparents. Their reburial on Mount Herzl fulfills a long-standing wish of the Zionist leader. This act holds symbolic significance for many, reaffirming the enduring legacy of Theodor Herzl in Jewish history. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports customer dissatisfaction at an Aroma branch in Kiryat Ono due to unclean conditions, sparking complaints about hygiene standards. Separately, from CTEC, Israel is reconsidering a gas market shakeup involving Chevron. The Dayan Committee prefers regulatory stability over forcing asset sales, reflecting broader economic priorities. And finally, Globes highlights findings from the tax authority indicating a trend of higher-income Israelis leaving the country in recent years, raising concerns about economic impact. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.